after 2 months of digging through state records and speaking with everyone from fire chiefs to state emergency officials to survivors of the disaster at Lake Megantic, I found that there is a big concern when it comes to emergency response in Maine, especially in rural areas that don't have quick access to foam that can smother oil fires, where the volunteer firefighters aren't necessarily trained in handling this crude oil, where the responders don't know what's on the trains, and where there might not even be road access to the railroads.
Cargo of various types, some of it dangerous, has moved across these rails before. It may not have been oil, but we've had other kinds of chemicals. Aren't there some preparations in effect for dealing with disasters involving derailed trains along rail lines in Maine?
I spoke with the fire chief in Waterville, and he told me that he had been trained and his firefighters had been trained in handling regular crude oil, but this crude oil is particularly very volatile and it has a very low flash point, which just means that it's very, very flammable. And because the crude oil has started shipping so rapidly in such large amounts on rail, the federal safety regulations just haven't caught up. If you're carrying this crude oil on a marine vessel or in a pipeline, or even if you're storing it in a facility, you have to create, by federal law, these emergency plans that have to get approved and that deal with the worst case scenario. But for railroads, they don't have this type of requirement at all. I spoke with David Woolauer, who used to be on the Portland Council of Government, and now he's an emergency management consultant. And he said that because all the hazardous materials rail planning standards are voluntary, you have some railroads who have a ton of resources who have great plans, and you have smaller railroads with very basic plans that they only need to keep at their headquarters. The federal regulators have found out that Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic didn't have the type of resources they would have needed to deal with and mitigate the disaster last July.
What about equipment and supplies to deal with disasters?
So in Maine, we actually do have South Portland, which is one of the only fire departments in the nation probably that's very prepared to deal with oil explosions of all kinds. But since the railroads go through very rural communities, they're up to about 2 or 3 and up to even 4 hours away from those sort of resources and the amounts that you would need to deal with something like that that had happened at Lac Mégantic.
You also spoke with people in Lac Mégantic. Tell us a little bit about what you heard and what you learned.
Yeah, going to Lac Mégantic was definitely, you could feel the sadness in the air there. They were kind of talking about how so many people are trying to move forward, but they're still dealing with the sadness and also anger.
Physically, has the downtown there recovered in any way, shape, form?
They just built 2 rows of new buildings where there's going to be a new pharmacy, where there's going to be a couple of other new small businesses. But the downtown area which was actually leveled during the explosion, it's still covered with huge piles of debris and soil that has been decontaminated. They're estimating that decontaminating the land is probably going to take maybe up until the end of the year. About 1.5 million gallons has contaminated the land around there, as well as the sewer and the nearby river.